Welcome to the first episode of the Bud That Wines podcast. I'm Day, I'm your host, and let's just get straight into it because this has been a long time coming, so let's go. Yes, 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 it's me. I'm Day. I run the Bud That Wines Instagram account and blog and Twitter and all that. I started the Bud That Wines in September of 2019 because I really wanted to have a cannabis blog. I really wanted to talk about cannabis. I wanted people to talk about cannabis too. And so I decided to make it myself. And so I did. And this podcast was going to come out around October and November, but I'm slacking, but hey, we're in quarantine right now. We're in quarantine, so I have no reason to slack. I have no reason to not turn this microphone on and sit in my chair and do this podcast. So I'm really excited about this. Hopefully there will be guests in future episodes. Hopefully I will be consistent with this. If you know me personally, you know I have had a pop culture podcast for the past four years. I'm not consistent at all, but it's really fun, and my friend and I, we enjoy doing it, so I figured I would love to podcast in the cannabis space. Whew! Did I get all my first, did I get all my little notes out of the way? I'm trying to think. Well, while I'm thinking, how about you guys listen to this little advertisement? Do you like a snack? Do you like a good meal? Do you like spice? Are you looking for an easy way to incorporate CBD into your life every day? Then I have the best product for you. Satan's Breath CBD Hot Sauce is absolutely delicious. It comes in three flavors, 50 milligrams of full spectrum CBD per bottle, and every flavor is full of herbs and spices. So you could put this in literally anything. I use it in marinades, on chicken, in noodles, like literally anything that I just want to add a spice to. And my favorite flavor is the Jamaican mango. So if you want to try that one first, go ahead. It's nice and spicy. So if you want to go ahead and purchase a bottle of Satan's Breath CBD Hot Sauce, head on over to satansbreathhotsauce.bigcartel.com and order today. And tell them the Bud That Wines sent you. Why not? Why not? Okay, let's go back to the show. Okay, so let's get into the breakdown. The breakdown is basically what we're smoking, what's going on in the industry, and what do we need to know, or what do we want to know, what do I happen to find, basically. Okay, so today, what are we smoking? I went to the dispensary, and I got a bag of shake, $20, because of COVID-19, then the dispensaries have changed how you can basically order, so I ordered online, then we had to stand outside. The dude, the security person was outside, like, waiting for people. They take your ID and your money, go in, look up your order, and then just bring it back out to you. So that's what we did. We ordered a $20 bag of shake, and then I think it was a $7 gram joint, the Professor Chaos, what I posted on my Instagram. So yeah, I already have some grinded. I honestly should have preloaded bowls. I don't know why I wasn't thinking. Hey, but it's okay, because we go with the flow. So just excuse me, you guys. This first episode is really just going to be testing the waters, getting comfortable, and just all that good stuff. Oh my goodness. I forgot a lighter. I'll be right back. Okay, everybody, we're back with the lighter. And while we're getting our bowl loaded, I wanted to talk to you guys about this article from the New York Times talking about how marijuana is essential during this pandemic, this crisis that we're going through right now. It basically stated asking, is marijuana as essential as milk and bread, basically? And a lot of states are saying yes. So they're saying dispensaries are limiting themselves to online orders, curbsides, pickups, and deliveries. Just basically like what I said, anybody who has cannabis delivery, that's honestly awesome. I don't want to say the state of Washington doesn't do it, but I've only seen it on the south side, like Tacoma. Even on Weed Maps, there's no delivery near my area. So that's really interesting. If you're able to order delivery, can you comment? Comment where you are and just comment that you can, because I think that's really interesting. In legal states, many people were purchasing cannabis for like weeks and month long amounts. So at the beginning of this pandemic, this crisis, when a lot of people got the order to stay at home, people were going to dispensaries and buying weeks loads of weed and months loads of weed. And that basically, in San Francisco, cannabis sales scored over 150% than what they were recorded the previous year in that time frame. So I think that's extremely interesting. I think, yes, duh, cannabis is essential. Yes, it's still a Schedule I drug, but the way people are using it now and the amounts of education that people have on cannabis now, it's definitely essential. And if y'all are keeping liquor stores open, then ain't no reason a dispensary can't stay open. So, well, obviously, unless the dispensary owner, if the dispensary owner says, shit, you know, let's go on a vacation. No, who's going on a vacation right now? Nobody. Even though Southwest is sending all those discounts, you get $99 round trip tickets or something like that. Don't do it. Wait till the end of April, like the rest of us. But did I tell you guys what I was smoking? A Sunset Sherbert shake. Let's see, 18% THC, 18.1 CBD, 0%, so total of 20.8. Wow. What? It usually will say like THCA, because where does that other 2.7% come from? Okay, girl, whatever. Pesticide free. Harvest date the 29th of May thing of 2019. I think it's really cool when you check the packages on cannabis products and you see when it was harvested, and also if it shows you where it was harvested. Because I've gotten like fresh flower like a week or two after it was grown, and then like a few miles away from the city that I live in. And I think that that's awesome that you could check those things. So yeah, is your bowl loaded? Because mine's been loaded, but I'm just talking. So go ahead. Cheers. That one was a fun one. I'm coughing because I just smoked weed. Okay. I like that strain. It's not necessarily different. I'm not going to lie. I've been smoking a lot. I know a lot of people are choosing more edibles because the way that you can ingest them doesn't involve inhaling. Oh my God. And with this COVID stuff, you know when your mouth just gets, I'm salivating. That was a good hit. But you know, with this COVID-19 stuff, we have to be careful for our lungs. So a bunch of influencers and people who smoke cannabis are promoting more edibles, which is great. I don't have the money for edibles, so we stick to shake, okay? Okay, so next with you guys, I wanted to share this article that I thought was extremely interesting, because as a lot of you guys know, in many states, they have enforced a strict stay-at-home policy, with the exception being, you know, essential businesses, essential business workers, and people who are going to said essential businesses. So basically, in Beverly Hills, this CBD shop called Fatty's Smoke Shop in Beverly Hills got fined and was told to close because, according to the sheriff, they're not an essential business. And the sheriffs also told customers that they were illegally out of the house because they weren't at an essential business. So I just want to know what you guys think about that. I think that that's kind of crazy. We all know cannabis is essential according to, you know, to what has happened now. A lot of places are deeming cannabis dispensaries the warehouses where they're working, the production facilities, essential. And so I don't get how that wouldn't apply to CBD. You know, a lot of people treat CBD and THC like they ain't in the same family, like, you know, like they ain't sisters. You know, they sisters, they not identical, but they're fraternal. You know, one friend likes to, one sister likes to go out and party, and one sister likes to just stay inside and read and do her thing, but they're still sisters. So they, CBD should not be treated like that, especially since it's not even a psychedelic substance. That's so sad. Okay, let's go on to the next article, you guys. Now, here's another COVID-related thing, but it's not cannabis-related, but I thought it's kind of like a little feel-good story, but also not really. You'll probably see what I mean when I read this. So this medical fetish store is donating their entire stock of hospital supplies to the NHS. Now, I just want to say that again. This medical fetish store donates its entire stock of hospital scrubs. Now, this company ended up saying online, you know, something is seriously wrong if the NHS has to call on a little tiny store to provide medical supplies for these essential workers, for these doctors, for these healthcare professionals. And they honestly said, in fact, it's scandalous. Let's be under no illusion that this is the result of a decade of chronic underfunding and cuts, which has left the NHS barely able to cope under normal circumstances, much less when faced with the onslaught of a global pandemic. Now, honestly, I just think that's crazy. But I think it's amazing that that little medical fetish shop donated all that stuff. So basically, they're getting my money after this pandemic. Okay, next. One more short story, because I just opened up my Instagram feed and saw that at Joint Lockers, a company that makes joint holders, just posted that due to the global situation surrounding COVID-19 and the extreme shortage hospitals are facing around medical equipment, I have decided to wind down the production of joint lockers in favor of making 3D printed medical face shields, ear savers, and other medical equipment requests as needed. Okay. These small companies are taking things into their own hands, and I love it, especially the cannabis-related ones, because I just love it. Okay, next. So for the main topic of today's episode, I wanted to talk about the different ways that you can consume your cannabis, your CBD, your THC, whatever you choose. So I figured that right now, since a lot of people are in home and smoking might not be the best way to consume right now, let's talk about all of the other different ways that you can. So let's start off with pills or capsules. So you can pick up pills or capsules at your dispensary. You could also make them at home by decarboxinating some cannabis yourself and just grinding it up and putting it in empty capsules. It's literally that easy. A lot of the benefits for using capsules include how steady they're delivered to your body, how much safer they are considered to smoking, and the fact that they're so discreet. You know, you could take them with your vitamins. They don't necessarily have too strong of a smell, so it's pretty easy to just hide, carry around with you, take when you need. And also, they can be used to treat a number of other ailments without necessarily taking pills for them. Okay, so another way that you can consume cannabis without smoking are tinctures. And basically what a tincture is, it's a little liquid that's in a dropper, typically. It can be alcohol or oil-based, and you just drop a few drops in your mouth, or you could put a few drops into a drink, or even on bread or something like that. You know, people do a lot of different things. But this is to be taken orally. And it's easy. You let it sit under your tongue for about 30 seconds and then you just slowly swallow the liquid. And that's so that it'll have the most potent effect, I want to say, sublingually. It's also great if you don't like the taste of edibles. If you don't like I don't want to say the taste of weed because you're always going to have that slight hint of weed, but there's a lot of good brands out there that have multiple flavors of tinctures so that you could have an enjoyable oral experience, if that's the best way that I could say it. So another way is edibles. As a lot of people know, edibles are common. You can find them any and everywhere. You probably have a friend who makes some, got a friend or two. Edibles are extremely easy to make at home. You just have to decarb weed. And they're also easy to find. And for the most part, in my state, in Washington State, you can get edibles that are capped at, I think, 10 mg. And I'm talking like the little bite-sized to put in your mouth, just snacks. That's typically what I see. And to make edibles at home, decarb your weed. I have an Ardent Lift that I got back in December, and it's so amazing. It makes decarbing 10 times easier, and it takes out all of the guesswork. And then basically from there, after you have your decarbed weed, you put your stuff on the stove, put some butter on the stove, some oil on the stove, and then put your weed in there. I don't know why I didn't just say, check out my can of butter recipe for beginners on thebudthatwines.com. Shameless plug. Let's go to the next way to consume cannabis. Oils. So basically, just like what I said with edibles, we can streamline out into oils and into butters. And oils and butters are what you would use to cook edibles. So you have a butter with a high THC content, or you have an oil, an avocado oil, an olive oil, a coconut oil, hemp oil that have THC and CBD inside of them so that you can cook with them. And for a lot of people, people enjoy cooking so that with their oils so that they have more control, so that they know their doses and so they don't overdo it. Or sometimes people actually overdo it. You know, but oil is really easy to use. And I like cooking with cannabis oil. I think it's really fun. Next, I'd like to say we'd go on to our topicals. And topicals are basically just what you apply to the top of the skin. And those can be lotions. You could find muscle rubs. You can find roll-ons. You can also find like deodorant. I found deodorant. It was awesome. Skin masks, some face masks. I've seen lots of CBD face masks coming out recently. And things like that, things that you would just put directly on your skin, preferably directly over pain, where you feel your pain the most, and then you're going to feel the cannabis start to work on those areas. My favorite topical cream is, I don't know what it's classified as, but it's Dragon Balm, and it comes in a tiny little red bottle with a golden cap. Smells delicious. It almost smells almost like cinnamon, but it feels great. It's really strong. It works amazing on my neck and my back. Okay, and those are my favorite places to put it. And also a tip with topical creams, if you put them on the most veinous parts of your body, so the inner parts of your wrists, your ankles, behind your neck, your chest, then you're going to get those effects a little bit sooner, a little bit stronger. And that's what I've been told. So yeah, check out Dragon Balm. And I also have one. It's literally sitting on my living room table, but I forget what it's called. I think it's called Frozen Heat by Hanu. I forget what the company name is. Another way to ingest cannabis without smoking. I would call this an edible, but I left it out. So I'm going to bring it back. Cannabis simple syrup. If you ever have the chance to try simple syrup, I completely recommend that you do, They're delicious. You could mix it in with almost just about any drink. I like to mix it with soda. You could add it to your coffee because they're sweet. There's different flavors. You could add it to your tea, maybe even water. You know, use like a little, like Kool-Aid. I don't know. Never tried it. But cannabis simple syrup is delicious. You could also make it at home. I've never made it. But in Edmonds, Washington, right outside of Seattle, there used to be this place that sold the best simple syrup. The best. And they stopped selling it. And I think the person ended up telling my boyfriend because the marketing, like when you have simple syrup, it's too easy to mistake it as a drink mixer. So it's, you know, encouraging people to get both drunk and high. So that's probably why they took it off the shelves. But if you can find a simple syrup, please, please try it. Any mango flavor, any nice sweet fruity flavor, almost always trust it. Ooh, also make Italian sodas. Ooh, a Red Bull Italian soda. Ooh. My mind's going everywhere. I might have to pull out my Lyft and try to make some recipes for the website. And now for the last suggestion on my list of how to consume cannabis without smoking would be bath products. Honestly, bath products can go in the topical section, but I think that they're so amazing that they deserve, you know, their own little category. So bath products consist of basically bath bombs, bath salts, soaks, bubble baths, things along that nature. Basically anything that you can buy in the Ulta like bath section, you can buy infused with THC or CBD. I've found some really awesome bubble baths, salts, and bombs that have just made me feel amazing and have made my skin feel amazing. So when it comes to brands, if you're in Washington, check out Hanu. I've had their bath bombs and their salts that you just put inside the bath water, and then it makes the bath water all silky. Ooh, it feels so good. I wish I had that. But yeah. And then also, yeah, like I said, face masks. You could have an entire self-care day, an entire spa day with just THC items. And that's amazing. Ooh, have you guys heard of the foot peels? The things that you put on your feet for like 30 minutes to an hour, and then over the course of a few days, your feet start peeling. One, those are fun. And two, one of those infused with cannabis would be awesome. So yeah, let's go ahead and end this show. Okay, you guys, I'm coming back one more time to tell you about a company that I love. If you're looking for premium hemp-derived CBD products, check out tryplainjane.com. Not only do they offer CBD kief, pre-rolled joints, and several strains of flower, but they also offer CBD hemp rolls. And they're the original creators of the first low-smell CBD cigarette, which is amazing and extremely calming. They're great. And you know I'm your bud, so I have to hook you up. So when you're ready to make your purchase of premium hemp-derived CBD products from TryPlainJane.com, that's TryPlainJane.com, then use the code BUDWINES, that's BUDWINES, for 5% off. I just want to thank everybody so much for listening. It means the world to me, the fact that you listened through all 24, 25 minutes of this. And honestly, I didn't even have a plan. I just honestly came on here and talked. I just did my little thing because I really want to get out there. I really want to do this podcast. And it's been in the works for so long. So it was about time. I hope you enjoyed it. Next episode will be way more organized, way more neat, and maybe a little bit longer too. So send this to your friends. Follow me on Instagram at The Bud That Wines. Check out my website and my blog and soon to be store at thebudthatwines.com. And yeah, leave a comment, subscribe to the podcast, and stay tuned. If you're interested in being a guest on the Bud That Wines podcast, just email me at thebudthatwines.com. thebudthatwines@gmail.com. Why'd I go blank? Email me at thebudthatwines@gmail.com with the subject heading podcast. I didn't even smoke, but just because of that, just because I can't talk, let's go ahead and smoke. Let's take an ending bull hit. Even though I just did an entire episode on how to consume cannabis without smoking, let's go ahead and smoke one. See, now I feel so much better. Let's try that again. If you would like to be a host, a co-host on the podcast, send me an email at thebudthatwines@gmail.com with the header podcast host and tell me why you want to be on. And also send me your website and your social media info because I like to stalk people. Okay, bye. Have a good one. Cheers.